And nobody told them that it was some abstract stroke in the head, distant, everybody does, okay, everybody does. But they live as if that were not the case at all. It's sometimes helpful to travel to India where they don't have a taboo and you see dead people openly. And it's the same here, they're dying everywhere. But they're shut away. Don't look. Pretend that nothing is happening. Another way why India is so wonderful to go to and its spiritually beautiful experience is that the world of form is less predictable there. Here you have timetables and the trains run and everything. You can plan your trip. And there, it's, what's going on? Nothing goes as planned, and it's miraculously, in the end, it works. As one Indian man said to me, we live by grace. He was talking to an Israeli person. The Indian man asked the Israeli man, what do you live by? And the Israeli man said, we live by guts. And then he asked the Indian man, said, oh, well, we live by grace. And there you see that the structures of the external world are not that stable after all. And of course it's the same here, it's an illusion, the stability is an illusion. And sometimes a structure that looks so permanent crumbles, whether it's the communist system, or whether it's a building, or you lose your job, or your corporation suddenly, the multi-billion dollar corporation collapses, with your pension plan, everything. What we see is a kind of frozen view of the external world. If you saw a more realistic perspective, a speeded up version on film, you sometimes see it, how a flower opens, they speed up the film, and you see the flower coming out of the soil, opening, withering, and disappearing. And if you could see in that way the human existence, baby, and then running around for a few years, and then growing wrinkles come, and like a fruit or a flower that goes old, gone. And then just a little bit longer it would take before so-called physical, heavy physical objects would also dissolve and become dust. This room, if you saw it speeded up, first the bodies would go, and then you have to just wait a few more seconds. And then gradually you see cracks appearing, things start falling down from the ceiling, and then the ceiling collapses, and then the roof. And then there's only dust left, and then the wind comes, and... So you would see, everything is already in the process of dissolving. Continuous birth and death. And humans are stuck in there somewhere and say, this is reality here. When you see that fact, in the sublime teaching of the Buddha called impermanence, you're astonished when you see it. And you allow it to be, it is liberating to see that. To the egoic entity, it's a dreadful thing. Don't be so negative, don't talk about these things. And yet if you allow that and you see how forms come and go, how the entire universe is that play of forms. And everything dissolves as that form. Something in you feels good, it feels very peaceful to see that. How is it even possible to see it? To witness that? I talk about that briefly in Stillness Speaks, the book. If the entire world were blue, you would not see the color blue. You need something that's not blue so that you can recognize blue. If everything were impermanent, you wouldn't even know it. How can you know impermanence? Because there's something in you that is not impermanent, but it has nothing to do with your form. The form is impermanent. And that's the beauty of death. It frees that which was trapped in the form. And that is the beauty of watching and allowing the impermanent nature of the world to be, even to witness death, puts you in touch with the deathless, formless, one life, one consciousness that you are. So perhaps one of these days, I have this just came to me, the film project. It could be one of the most spiritual films ever made that shows how quickly things dissolve. It might take a few years to